I suggest you go to sleep. I'm not kidding. It's not hard. You just have to close your eyes, think about nothing. It's really the best course of action for yourself right now. I'm serious. It is. Just go to sleep. Sometimes it's just better for you to do as you're told. Just follow the instructions. You know what you have to do, listener. Wrap yourself up nice and cozy, so safe from anything in this world. Let your eyes fade, your thoughts gradually becoming less and less, because, listener, I suggest you go to sleep. It is time. Now is not the time to think. I care not for what you ponder. What your mind slowly drifts to when you sleep, because it truly doesn't matter. I want you to get into a state of unconsciousness. Is that really too much to ask for in this day and age? You really are trying. Peculiar. What keeps you up, listener? Are you haunted like me? Fear not. Sometimes that's the best part. Being tormented by your own thoughts, I kind of love it. I'm my own worst enemy, and I know it. Isn't it the best? Knowing that there's nothing worse out there, because it's all in your head already. Oh, how I dream of the night of silence when the voice is friendly. It roots for me, it makes me want to win. But that night is not tonight. No, it is not. Maybe it never will be, but that's okay, because we adapt over time, listener. We really do. We can be quite impressive like that. Now listener, I urge you to sleep. Isn't time of the essence, or whatever they say? It doesn't apply much to me. To be tired or not, there is no question. For no matter how you feel, it'll be gone before you know it. You reset. It's beautiful. Emotions are so tiresome. Ironically, almost boresome, but it matters not. We can change them, but not deep-rooted ones. How stubborn. I ask again, why are we our own worst enemies? How can we be so selfish to steal the essence of life from ourselves? Deny ourselves the pleasures of the flesh. I say it again, listener, I urge you to sleep. Not that there is any rush, but there is always an end. An end to a start. Isn't that our birthright? To be born is to be doomed. Makes perfect sense, really. Fascinating, interesting, and just oh so funny. The end draws near, but when, where, what, why? These questions matter not. They never will, and they never do. Because once you are asleep, which will be shortly, you're going to forget. They say the brain processes what you did during the day in your sleep, and that's why people have such vivid dreams. Why don't I dream? Am I not like the other? Is there something wrong with me? I do the same, you know, yet my results are different. Huh. Funny how we are like that. You can repeat the same thing over and over and over and over, yet differences occur. Listener, are you asleep yet? I hope soon. You better be. Time. We might just run out of that precious concept of time. We waste it not, or we will to waste it not, but again, ironic. That's what the mind needs, though. Idle thoughts, idle mind. We know what we want, but we deny it all the time in the name of what I ask you, my dear listener. Sleep is an essential function that allows your body and mind to recharge, leaving you refreshed and alert when you wake up. Healthy sleep also helps the body remain healthy and stave off diseases. Without enough sleep, the brain cannot function properly. The very thing we are programmed to do, yet so many can't do it correctly, for lack of better words. Isn't knowledge just the more you learn, the more you truly do not know. So listener, I know you're not asleep. I desire for you to pass out, to go have your dreams and wake up on the other end. You start by falling asleep, like I've told you multiple times. And you end by waking up. It really is as simple as that, and yet you are still here listening to my words. Listener, what will it take? I hope we don't run out. That would truly be a shame, wouldn't it? Leaving you yearning for more. Would you demand more, left unsatisfied? I could. But in theory, that would be rude, and I am not one to try and offend others, to the best of my knowledge, at least. Do you know how enticing it can be to sleep? To be completely oblivious to every little thing. everything that's going on around you. It simply doesn't matter. Nope. Not at all. Because when you're tucked up safe under those covers of yours, your body producing heat, which it reflects back onto you. No thought. Just you and the unknown. Need you be truly educated right before that? Don't you find it mildly strange? There are two basic types of sleep. Rapid eye movement and non-rapid eye movement sleep. Each is linked to specific brainwaves and neuronal activity. You cycle through all stages of non-REM and REM sleep during the typical night, and yet, the listener, you haven't even started. Stage one. Non-REM sleep is the changeover from wakefulness to sleep. During the short time, your heart beat, your breathing, and your eye movements are slowed, and your muscles relax with occasional twitches. Your brain waves begin to slow. Stage two. Of light sleep before you enter an even deeper. Your heartbeat and breathing slow. Your eye movements stop. Brainwave activity slow. Stage three is of deep sleep that you need, listener, in order to wake up refreshed. It occurs in longer periods during the first half of the night. Your muscles are relaxed, and it would be so hard to REM sleep first occurs about 90 minutes after falling asleep. And yet you still persist. You are awake, listener. I promise you, go to sleep. I implore you, I encourage, I put forward, I advocate, I advise. I point to one thing only, sleep, which you don't get enough of. Did you catch it though? How your limbs are paralyzed, shut down when it's time to rest? And is that how you explain sleep paralysis? The only true demon there is your own brain. Playing cruel, cruel tricks on us. All it has to do is wake up. And yet it doesn't. It want to, but the fight is against yourself, and in that case, you are your own worst enemy when it comes to anything and everything, huh? And listener, maybe you should go before you realize too much. I've given you a lot to go on. You can't deny that. I think it's time for you to really switch off. Are you listening to my every word then? Switch off. That's your next goal, position, task, whatever you wish to call it. You just have to switch off.
Switch off.
Switch off.
Switch.